Welcome back to the Finsiders on this Dolphins Monday. A lot of fun stuff to talk about from this game, and we've already begun that conversation. But of course, the big, big one at the end was Ryan Tannehill's one-yard touchdown pass to Deion Sims with 38 seconds to go. It proves to be the game winner, and to talk to us about the play, the game, and the first three games of his rookie season, the tight end out of Michigan State joins us on the Metro PCS Hotline. Deion, appreciate the time on this victory Monday. First of all, congratulations not only on the win, but on your first career catch, which proved obviously to be a pretty big one.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Take us through the play a little bit. Everybody was bunched in tight. You're down at the one-yard line. Play action, it looked like you delayed a little bit before going out there. We won't necessarily talk about holding and pass interference, both of which happened, but I can say that. You don't have to. But would just take us through the whole play from the time it was called, maybe you know the amount of times you guys have practiced it, and then what actually happened once it went live.
Well, it was definitely a play that we practiced all week. We ran it several times in practice, and we executed it in practice just as we did in the game. But it all started coming to the huddle. I pretty much had an idea once Ryan called the play. I knew that it was going to come to me. So hand up to the line, and the offensive line did a great job protecting. Ryan made a great fake, and he just put the ball right on the money. You know, he put it right out there where only I could get it. And I used my body and my hand. Well, I used my one hand to just reel it in and make the big-time play.
Well, let's talk about the one hand because obviously, you know, it made it look even better, you know, that you go out there with the one hand, although I'm not suggesting you did it intentionally, but you definitely get degree of difficulty points because of the one-hand reception.
Yeah, well, I just knew I had to pull it down, and at the time, my right hand was the linebacker grabbed my right hand, so I didn't have a choice but to put the other hand up, and I just knew I had to make the play, and it was going to help us win the game.
A great moment for you and the football team, a game winner with little time on the clock. That has to make you ecstatic, but something else that might make you happy is when you take a look at the progress of the tight end position as a group. You look down that list, and Charles Clay made a big part. Michael Agnew gets a catch. You get your first catch. How do you guys feel as a group when you take a look back at that game, saying that everybody played a part in that victory?
I just feel like we're all strong as a unit. You know, we come to work every day and push each other to get through and to get better. And, you know, each one of us has – there's something unique about all three of us and something that we all do a little different than each other. So coaches do a great job using our talent. And, you know, we just stay positive, and this is a great environment at work every day. And, you know, every day we come out and compete, and we just encourage each other to get better as players.
Rookie tight end Deion Sims with us on the Metro PCS Hotline. Caught the game-winning touchdown yesterday with 38 seconds to go. Kind of neat, you know, obviously the tight end room, you guys are tight, you guys are close, and you and Agnew both come up with your first career receptions on that game-winning drive. Neat thing for the two of you, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. It was a great drive, man. You know, starting, we were in 2 minutes, and we just executed. Everybody did a great job. Ryan did a great job of getting the ball to receivers, Hartline, and Gibson catching the ball, Wallace, Rashard Matthews. Everybody did a great job, man. The offensive line did a great job protecting, and we just made the plays when we needed to. And that was the most important thing, was getting the win, and now get ready for the Saints next week.
Six different receivers caught passes on that drive. Take us inside the huddle a little bit. I know it was kind of hurry up, you know, 2 minute situation, but it seems from everybody we've talked to, it was extremely calm and kind of relaxed, and Ryan was in control. Just give us a little sense of what it was like as you guys marched down the field.
Oh, yeah. You know, everybody kept their composure, and we just took our time. I think we had a 2 minute situation before the half, and we converted points. We got a field goal out of it. So, no, at the end, we just stayed relaxed and just executed the play. You know, we went over that stuff in practice all week long, so it was pretty much just relaxing and executing everything.
Deion, is there a quiet confidence about this offense when you guys get in situations before the half or game-winning drives that you've done it before? Although it's only been 3 weeks into the season, it seems like this offense has found ways to put points on the board when you need to. Do you guys have just that quiet confidence that you feel like, yeah, just give us the ball and we're going to put points on the scoreboard in those situations?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We talk about capitalizing, you know, not making that many mistakes. And, you know, mistakes are going to happen. But if we just, you know, just play hard, just play all out, go 100 miles an hour. And, you know, just the reps, the repetitions that we have in practice, it's pretty much, you know, great timing with the quarterbacks and wide receivers and tight ends as well. And we just got a good feel for everything. So we're just building confidence and we'll continue to get stronger as the season goes on.
There you go. Tight end Deion Sims is with us. Caught the game-winning touchdown yesterday with 38 seconds to go. Did it hit you as soon as you caught it? Did it take a moment to let it sink in? What was it like when you actually caught the game-winning touchdown?
Man, it was a great feeling, man. I just to hear the crowd go wild and just to have that feeling that you feel the game. And man, all the credit goes to my teammates, man, and my coaches and believing in me to call the play for me at the end of the game to come up with the win. So I'm just blessed, man, to be in a situation. I'm happy for us to get off to a great start. And I think we have a great team, and we'll just continue to keep building.
Deion, what was it like? You mentioned the crowd. What was it like playing your first game inside of Sun Life Stadium with, you know, the Atlanta Falcons coming to town? Was it pretty cool playing in front of your own fans for once?
Oh, yeah, it's a great atmosphere, man. You know, it's Sunday night, great time to have, you know, open up. Great way to start the season. A home opener, and we're playing a great team in the Atlanta Falcons. And, it was just an overall good experience, man. I'm just blessed to be in this situation.
Really cool stuff. Deion Sims, the one-yard touchdown to win the game yesterday, Miami over Atlanta, 27-23. First of what is hopefully a bunch of career receptions and touchdowns for you. Deion, congrats again, and appreciate the time. Enjoy your victory Monday.
All right, thank you.